This podcast is based on a true story. It was October 17th, 1989. Exploratorium photographer Amy Snyder was wrapping up a pleasant day with a friend at San Gregorio Beach, 25 miles south of San Francisco. Before heading home, they paid a quick visit to the beach's outhouses.
I gotta pee before we go.
Okay, me too. You don't need any help, do you?
No! It stinks in here. Oh my God, Eric, what are you doing?
While Amy was doing her business, 30 miles of the San Andreas Fault ruptured. During the next 15 seconds, nearby downtown Santa Cruz was shaken to rubble. A section of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge tumbled, and Oakland's Cypress Freeway collapsed, killing 42 people. And there was Amy, caught with her pants down.
Oh my God, it's an earthquake! Is this thing gonna collapse?
Don't worry, Amy. The outhouse has no mass.
Excuse me? Who are you?
David Bonowitz. I'm a structural engineer. Come on outside, I'll explain it to you.
Wait a second, I gotta pull up my pants. Are you telling me that because the outhouse doesn't weigh that much, it didn't fall apart?
That's about right. The outhouse has three things going for it. It's real lightweight, it has solid walls, no windows, right? And it's pretty well connected together. That's what a building needs to keep from being damaged or destroyed by an earthquake. You can try this yourself. You make a little simple cube out of uncooked spaghetti and stick the ends together with marshmallows. You just make a cube shape. And the cube is like a one-story building. It's a pretty light structure. So if you put it on a table and then you give the table a good shake, it's gonna flop around a little bit, but it'll probably keep standing up. But imagine if it had a heavy roof, more mass. Like if you put a whole bag of marshmallows on top of that little cube you made, when it flops around, it's much more likely to fall over. You need something stronger and stiffer and less brittle than spaghetti columns to keep it together. So the outhouse is lightweight and stiff, and that's a good combination.
Hey, Amy, what's with this structural engineer dude? The ground moves and he just shows up for you?
Of course.
Oh, well. So, hey, you don't want to live in an outhouse or work in an outhouse. How would you make a real building stand up?
Well, when you design any kind of structure to resist earthquakes, the same ideas really apply. It could be a house, it could be a bridge or a skyscraper. It needs enough strength to resist the earthquake forces and enough stiffness to keep it from bending and twisting and flopping around too much, and it needs really good connections. It also helps if you distribute the stiffness in a good way to put the structural pieces right where they should be. Here, try this. You guys who are listening, you can do this too. Okay, we're going to do this twice. Amy, first time, stand with your feet together.
Okay.
Eric, give her a little push there.
Okay, here I go.
Whoa, Eric, geez.
What happened?
I had to take a step to keep my balance.
That's right. Now this time, spread your feet apart.
Okay.
Okay, and Eric, give her a push again.
Okay, here I go.
Wow, that was totally different. It was a lot easier to stay in place. I didn't feel like I was going to fall over.
Exactly. Your feet and legs were the same both times, but the second time, they were distributed more effectively. So knowing that, how might you design a building?
Well, with my feet spread apart, my legs are like the two sides of a triangle. The ground is in the bottom. Kind of reminds me of the Transamerica building. Downtown, it's kind of shaped like a triangle, and it has those trusses, you know, triangular shapes.
That's right. Those triangles at the bottom of the pyramid, they help distribute the loads from the tower to the foundation. They carry some of the weight of the building, and they also give it a wider base, so it's more stable. The Eiffel Tower has a similar shape, so it's more stable also under wind loads. But Paris, of course, doesn't have earthquakes the way we do, so they don't have to worry about that. And we can't make all of our buildings look like pyramids, because the rooms at the top get really, really small.
Look, the outhouse is bolted to the foundation.
Well, I think that's more so it doesn't blow away in a strong wind than to keep it safe in an earthquake. But you're right, connecting the pieces is really important too. You should bolt a house to its foundation for the same reason, so it doesn't slide off in an earthquake. And you should connect your water heaters to the walls, and you should brace your chimney for all the same reasons. It's all about connections.
Well, that makes me think of those pictures from the 1906 earthquake, where there's only pillars of building standings, and you see right through them because the walls fell off.
Yeah, not just 1906 either. 1989 and 1994, too. If the wall is made of something heavy like bricks, it can be pretty dangerous when that wall falls apart. A lot of buildings collapsed in 1906 because they were made of brick. In San Francisco, now we have a law that says we have to retrofit those brick buildings by connecting the walls and the floors and the roofs together with steel bolts. If you look closely at the side of a brick building, I bet you can see the tips of those bolts sticking out.
Yeah, okay, well, so that makes sense for houses and short buildings. But what about the big office tower that I work in?
Well, again, it's all about balancing the strength and the mass and getting a good distribution of stiffness and then really strong connections to hold it all together. But a tall building is more complicated, that's true. When the earthquake shakes the ground, a short building sways back and forth, kind of like a palm tree in the wind. A taller building might also sway something like somebody using a hula hoop, where the knees go one way while the hips go another way and the head goes another way. That's called having more modes of vibration. What structural engineers do is we figure out all the ways that a building can shake and shimmy, and then we design the structural pieces to make sure that nothing falls apart when that does happen. It might surprise you, but real modern skyscrapers are really pretty safe places in earthquakes.
Cool. But, you know, the best thing would be if the earthquakes didn't happen in the first place. No earthquakes, no collapse, right?
Well, earthquakes are something we have to live with in California. Plus, look at the beautiful hills and mountains we have. That's from earthquakes. So we can't stop that from happening, but what we can do is reduce the shaking that a building feels. Imagine if you could float above the ground. Then when the earthquake happened, you wouldn't feel it at all. We can do something like that with a technology called base isolation. It lets us isolate the building from the shaking, kind of like putting the building on shock absorbers or a skateboard.
Hey, I got a skateboard right here.
Well, you can imagine how this works then. Get on your skateboard, and you can rock yourself back and forth a little bit. Just feel how that feels. So you're moving relative to the ground. You can imagine now if the ground were moving instead of you. If the ground's moving back and forth, it's kind of hard to keep your balance if you're just standing on the ground, just like it's hard to keep your balance on the bus when the bus lurches back and forth. You have to hold on to something. Mm-hmm. But if you were on your skateboard, then some of the energy from the earthquake that would have knocked you over instead, it goes into making the wheels roll a little bit, so all you do is roll back and forth and you just keep standing up.
So you mean some of the buildings in San Francisco are on skateboards?
Not skateboards, really. They're called base isolators, and they're carefully designed. Some of them let the building slide back and forth, kind of like you're on ice skates. The building's on ice skates. And some of these thick rubber pads that absorb the energy and the shaking before it makes its way from the ground into the building. San Francisco City Hall and Oakland City Hall, those are both isolated. And so is the main library in San Francisco and the New DeYoung Museum and a few other Bay Area buildings.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So is the outhouse on a skateboard?
The outhouse is not. But like we said before, it's pretty stiff. And it's well connected together, and it's very lightweight, so it really doesn't need to be isolated.
So I know where to be in an earthquake now. I'll either be in a bolted building, a skyscraper, city hall, or an outhouse. Speaking of which, I gotta go pee again.
Well, at least you'll be safe if there's an aftershock.
This podcast was produced by Robin Marks at the Exploratorium in San Francisco, with help from Eric Muller, Amy Snyder, David Bonowitz, and David Barker. For more on earthquakes, visit our website, Faultline Seismic Science at the Epicenter, at www.exploratorium.edu/faultline.